Rock. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Michaela.
Hi, Michaela. How would you like to go see 21 Pilots?
Yes, that would be amazing. Oh my God, I'm at work right now.
You are caller 21. Are you supposed to be calling or listening?
I'm at work in, oh my gosh, long story short, I'm in a warehouse right now. They have the radio on and they have K-Rock on. And
nice.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to call real quick. And yeah.
Nice. And you won tickets for our private show with 21 Pilots.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On today's show, Halloween thief steals 13-foot Jack Skellington from Corona. Not on my watch. We're going to do People Are Dumb. A Peruvian bishop accused of having 17 lovers, including a nun. So that guy is not doing well. We have our 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature. We're going to continue giving away tickets for 21 Pilots. And at 4:30 and 5:30, we have what I think is an impossible game to give away those tickets as well. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Nope.
I'd give you an A for effort, but this isn't UC Santa Cruz.
Halloween thief steals 13-foot Jack Skellington decoration from Corona Home. Unacceptable. Details on the way on K-Rock.
Police are on the hunt for the person who made off with a 13-foot Jack Skellington decoration.
Details coming up on K-Rock. This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. For my money, Nightmare Before Christmas is maybe the best Halloween movie ever. I love it so much. It's Tim Burton. Danny Elfman does the music and the singing, and it's animated, and it is truly one of a kind. And I can't say that I love it more. And somebody stole a 13-foot Jack Skellington decoration. You can see on the video, he's walking down the street with most of Jack in front of him and some of Jack behind him. And he's walking over to a car and he's actually stealing it. Here's the report.
Halloween thief caught in the act in Corona. Look at that. Police are on the hunt for the person who made off with a 13-foot Jack Skellington decoration.
What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this?
The animatronic is worth more than $500, and it's been a holiday staple for the homeowner for years.
When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying.
Police say such thefts are rare in the neighborhood, but seasonal animatronics are in high demand for thieves.
With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek.
Neighbors are sharing the story online, hoping to help locate both the suspect and missing Jack.
I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants.
And it looks like they're driving a car, so we're all wondering, how are they going to get that thing into the car?
Yeah, if you see a small car.
If you see somebody driving down the street with a Jack Skellington on top.
Call 911.
Yeah, call police.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Jose, call for the tickets.
Jose, would you like to go see a private show with 21 Pilots?
Absolutely.
You are caller 21.
Oh, my God, no way, dude.
Do you know who you're going to bring with you?
Absolutely, me and my brother.
Oh, nice. All right, well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Got a brand new phone. It's been about 4 years since I had a new phone. It's very exciting. You get to open it up, and I backed it up on the cloud to make sure I have all the apps and pictures and downloaded all that onto my new phone. And then I went to sign into Instagram, and it said, sign in. And it's been 3 years since I signed into Instagram. So I thought, what password was I using back then? And of course, I can't remember. So of course, I have to reset the password. Then I go to the website where we do our podcast, Three Fourths Human. It says sign in. And I go, oh, I remember that because it slanders our former GM at another radio station. And then I got to ChatGPT, sign back in. No idea. Reset password. I'd used former addresses in the past. I used old Wi-Fi passwords in the past and variations of all of those. Go to Facebook. It's been 2 or 3 years since I signed into Facebook. So reset password. iTunes in the middle of the night last night. I reset my password and I woke up this morning and I forgot what I reset it to last night. It's insanity. So I'm going to bring on an expert, our IT expert that we talk to whenever we have a question about this. We have to keep his identity secret. So we'll call him Trixie. Hey, Trixie.
Hey, Kevin. Can't believe we're talking about this again.
How dare you? Me either. It's so you and I have had this conversation five times, six times.
On the low end, yeah, probably about that many times.
All right. So I have to reset all my passwords. And then, by the way, it says, oh, you can't use any part of a previous password. Oh, yeah. My God. This is driving me out of my mind. So tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Sure. So I think, have you heard of like passkeys or anything like that on your iPhone?
I've seen passkey as an option pop up, but then I hit it and it says sign in.
Yeah. So what passkeys are, it's like a new like passwordless login method. It's supported by like Apple, Google, others and whatnot. And it uses biometrics, usually your face ID or a fingerprint instead of logging in with the password. So you do have to remember the password initially. So that's one thing that you have to do. And once you log in and you have a passkey enabled on your phone, then what you do is you log into the website. It will ask you if you want a passkey generated. From then, it will scan your face or your fingerprint. And every time you go back to that site or an app, it's going to recognize that you have a passkey and scan your face or fingerprint. Like
so
I was
you're telling me I didn't,
you right in.
I didn't need to reset 85 passwords in the last week. That's what you're telling me.
If you were using passkeys, that's correct, right? So what happens is when you store a password within passkey, it's going to remember that, like going forward. It's not going to forget it.
And if I get a new phone, it'll still remember that?
Yeah, because everything is synced up to iCloud. So any of your devices that are using iCloud with your same username and password is going to have access to that keychain. So you could be on a MacBook, you could be on a phone, you could get a new phone. As soon as you sign into iCloud, it's going to recognize that you have passkey and put that directly back onto your phone. So you wouldn't have to remember any password.
Oh my God, that would have been so much easier. Where were you when I was resetting all these passwords? Son of a bitch.
I was hoping Slug will remember his.
Thank you for coming on today, Trixie. I appreciate it.
Yep, of course. Anytime, Kevin.
All right, take care. Somebody asked Noel Gallagher what's the best song he's ever written. He said because of the response that he gets to this song, it still looked back in anger on the world-famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I remember doing a breakfast with this next band, Breakfast with Everclear. And Bean at the time was obsessed, and probably still is, with 7-Elevens. So he said, we need to have a breakfast at 7-Eleven. And I was like, you want to tell Everclear we're going to do a breakfast at 7-Eleven? He did. They were fine with it. They showed up and we did a breakfast at 7-Eleven. It's Everclear on K-Rock. A Peruvian bishop was accused of having 17 lovers exposed by his cleaning lady. People Are Dumb is coming up next after one of the bands we play on K-Rock. 1 hour from now, we're going to do a contest called Just a Second. Today's game is unwinnable. Unwinnable. Right now, it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A Peruvian bishop has been accused of having 17 lovers. His name is Ciro Lopez, and he handed in his notice to Pope Leo after an investigation by the Vatican claims he had over 17 lovers, including a nun, and was seeing them all at the same time. The 17 mistresses have been exposed after some of the women found out about each other, and they almost came to blows. I think that falls into the category of understandable. A nun, who was one of his lovers, was jealous of a lawyer the bishop was also seeing, and sent information about his affair to a third lover who got into a fight with the lawyer. What the hell is this guy doing? Apparently, he got found out because of something that we've talked about a lot on this show, texting the wrong person. He made the mistake of sending some videos and photos he intended for mistresses to his cleaning lady, who promptly complained to the Catholic Church. She said, the cleaning lady said that she's seen women's hair in the bishop's shower. She also said his sheets had stains. I had to clean all that up. Dude, You can't juggle 17 lovers and be careless with the juices.
Oh, this is fun, huh?
It is possible that we've talked about this a time or two, but we are having a private show with 21 Pilots. Your chance to get tickets in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, did I win? Did I win to 21 Pilots?
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Did I win? My name's Pine. Pine.
Is this Pine? You can't win.
What?
You can't win.
Oh, come on, man.
What are you doing?
Loser!
All right, K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Camille.
Camille, you're caller 21. You win the tickets.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Nicely done. You're going to join us for a private show with 21 Pilots.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Camille.
Woo! Oh, my God.
We have the 420 catch of the day coming up next. First, Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a Florida firefighter is in trouble after allegedly tossing 75 red-stained tampons onto the yard of her ex-boyfriend's home where he lives with his new girlfriend.
Wow.
Gabrielle Franzi, she's been a firefighter since 2019. She was arrested and pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor stalking charges. She has been placed on paid leave while her department investigates. Police say that the tampons were painted to look used. And after initially denying knowing her ex's address, she then admitted involvement after she was shown surveillance footage of her committing the crime. She went on to claim that her mom and aunt came up with a prank and helped her carry it out. She threw her mom
your
and her
mom
aunt,
and your aunt
under the bus. Freaking narc. Number two, more bizarre news in the world of dating. A woman was arrested for falsely reporting a crime after she called the cops and fabricated a story in order to get out of a first date. The woman scheduled a romantic evening with a man she matched with on a dating app, but when he arrived at her doorstep, she suddenly got cold feet and called the cops. She told officers the man was a crazy ex who was threatening her, but when police arrived, the man stated they had just met on a dating app a week prior and showed proof of their messages.
What the hell?
Always keep your receipts.
Wow. That's crazy.
And number three, earlier this week, you had shared the story about the stolen dinosaur from the gas station in Brentwood.
Yep.
And now Corona police are looking for a thief who made off with a 13-foot Jack Skellington decoration. Here is the story.
Police are on the hunt for the person who made off with a 13-foot Jack Skellington decoration. The animatronic is worth more than $500 and has been a holiday staple for the homeowner for years. Police say such thefts are rare in the neighborhood, but seasonal animatronics are in high demand for thieves.
Since when is that a thing? Seasonal animatronics are in high demand? Okay.
I mean, I don't even understand that.
No, I've never
heard
that.
Neighbors are sharing the story online, hoping to help locate both the suspect and missing Jack.
So we're all wondering, how are they going to get that?
Okay, so this part, this is where they're showing the video of the guy carrying it, and he's taking it to a very small sedan car.
Yeah.
So this is what they're talking about.
They fit into the car. Yeah, if you
a
see
a small car.
If you see somebody driving down the street with a Jack with Skellington Jack. On top,
call 911.
Yeah, call police.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh my God.
Let's find that.
I know, seriously. All right, I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new song from Tame Impala. It's called Loser. It's a single from their upcoming album, Deadbeat, which comes out October 17th. They're playing the Kia Forum in Inglewood, November 11th and 12th. And Kevin is going to join Klein Alley tomorrow morning on their show at 8 a.m. Here's Loser, Tame Impala, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Loser from Tame Impala, the 420 catch of the day. Tame Impala's new album is called Deadbeat, comes out October 17th. They're playing the Forum November 11th and 12th, and they are on Klein Alley tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock with Almost Monday.
You know, they are one of my favorite new bands of the year, and they're taking over the Palladium on the 23rd.
It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have a game for you to win 21 Pilots tickets. And this is a contest that I could never win.
No.
So when I'm at home and I'm picking the clips, I think, oh, this is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And all week, the first contestant, the very first contestant to play the game, got the name of the song right.
And so then you Kevin people, calls him a son of a bitch after.
You people have pushed me to the brink. So what I have now is an unidentifiable clip.
Hopefully.
Good luck. 800-520-1067. Make sure that you say, I want to play the game, so that we know you're calling to play the game versus people just trying to call it to get the tickets. And we'll do just a second in just a second on K-Rock. It is time for...
Just a second!
The impossible version. Now, we're of course, we want to give away tickets, but we want to make sure that we're giving them away to fans.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing these games this week. But we'd like more than one fan to get involved and to get a chance at playing the game. So if this person gets it the first time, I'm walking.
I don't know what to do.
I'm out of here.
At this point.
All right. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready to play the game? What's your name?
My name is Julio. I'm ready.
All right, Julio. Here is...
Just a second!
I can play it for you one time. You ready?
Ready.
I mishit that. Let me play it again. Sorry. That's it.
I'm going to say redecorate.
No way.
What? How?
Oh, my
God. That's from the Scaled and Icy album, and it's literally the end of the song where it's just a... How? How did you do that? This is the clip. Here's the singing, and then they go into the drum part. That's just the end of the song. It's a throwaway. That's where the drum beat was from. Unbelievable.
I listen to them a lot.
Well, I know everyone does, but I'm trying to make it so that more than... We put a bunch of people on hold. None of them can play. But I guess we are doing what we're trying to do, which is
get the real fans. Yep.
All right, I'm walking out of here. Congratulations.
Bye, Kev.
I'm doing the So Far So Fake.
Are you twerking over there?
Dance. How does it look?
Wow. Something just is a sight to see. Yep.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
My name is Angel.
Angel, you're caller 21.
Oh, good.
That means you won.
Yes. That is the number caller that we are looking for our 21 Pilot show.
Awesome.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Hello. You know how excited I've been about my phone.
Oh, yeah.
You get a new phone, it's all shiny and ready to go, and then you realize that you have to start entering passwords for every single app that you have.
That's the crappy
Facebook, Instagram, every single app that you have that you haven't signed into again, you have to do that.
Yep.
Which means you don't remember your password if you're like I am.
Yes. I think a lot of people are that way.
So you have to reset it.
Yep.
So reset password again and again and again. It's torturous. Last night in the middle of the night, I updated my iTunes password. And then when I woke up this morning, I do not remember what it is.
No.
So I had to reset it again.
No. It's like, dude.
I can't.
God.
So I'm going to bring on an expert, our IT expert that we talk to whenever we have a question about this. We have to keep his identity secret. So we'll call him Trixie. Hey, Trixie.
Hey, Kevin. Can't believe we're talking about this again.
How dare you? Me either. It's so you and I have had this conversation five times, six times.
On the low end, yeah, probably about that many times.
All right, so...
I would say more like a dozen times.
You don't know, man. I have to reset all my passwords. And then, by the way, it says, you can't use any part of a previous password. Oh, my God. This is driving me out of my mind. So tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Have you heard of, passkeys or anything like that on your iPhone?
I've seen passkey as an option pop up, but then I hit it and it says sign in.
Yeah, so what passkeys are, it's like a new, password list login method. It's supported by like Apple, Google, others and whatnot. And it uses biometrics, usually your face ID or a fingerprint instead of logging in with the password. So you do have to remember the password initially.
Uh-oh, this is getting way too complicated for CabDog.
How dare you?
So that's one thing that you have to do. And once you log in and you have a passkey enabled on your phone, then what you do is you log into the website. It will ask you if you want a passkey generated. From then, it will scan your face or your fingerprint. And every time you go back to that site or an app, it's going to recognize that you have a passkey and scan your face or fingerprint. Like
so
I was
you're telling me I didn't,
log you right in.
I didn't need to reset 85 passwords in the last week. That's what you're telling me.
If you were using passkeys, that's correct, right? So what happens is when you store a password within passkey, it's going to remember that, like going forward, it's not going to forget it.
And if I get a new phone, it'll still remember that.
Yeah, because everything is synced up to iCloud. So any of your devices that are using iCloud with your same username and password is going to have access to that keychain. So you could be on a MacBook, you could be on a phone, you could get a new phone. As soon as you sign into iCloud, it's going to recognize that you have passkey and put that directly back onto your phone. So you wouldn't have to remember any password.
Oh my God, that would have been so much easier. Where were you when I was resetting all these passwords? Son of a bitch. Thank you for coming on today, Trixie. I appreciate it.
Yep, of course. Anytime, Kevin.
All right, take care. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
So Yellow Card, they're dropping their brand new album, Better Days, this Friday. And they're actually going to be at Licorice Pizza, the record store in Studio City. They're doing a signing and a Q&A in-store. You just have to pre-buy the album, the vinyl, on the Licorice Pizza website to get in.
All right, we have a clip, a one-second clip, and we're going to play it. No one's going to get it. And then we're going to go through a lot of contestants, and we're going to do just a second. It's a one-second clip of a song. You've taken my soul, people.
I know. I'm glad you at least came back after you walked out last time. That's good.
800-520-1067. If you want to play the game, mention I want to play the game. And we will line up people and we'll play just a second. I think I have an unsolvable one.
I do. I mean, to me, this is crazy.
Same.
It's insane.
Because neither of us would be able to win this kind of contest.
Oh, absolutely not.
But I'm sure you'll get it, you bastards. All right, we have a game we're going to play. Just a second.
Come on, perk up.
Gonna play.
We might stump them.
Just a second of 21 Pilots.
Just a second.
So far, I've put so many people on hold, and then I have to go through and break their hearts. I'm sorry, we already got a winner. Sorry, we already got a winner. But we're going to try it again. K-Rock, hello, who is this? I'm sorry, that was my bad. Who's this?
Emily?
Emily, are you ready for just a second?
Just a second!
Yes.
All right, now you're going to need to listen closely because it's a soft clip. And I'm only going to play it for you once, all right?
Okay.
Here you go. That's it. Guess that
was
one,
that
mother
breathing?
Effer. What?
Was that you breathing?
No.
It was.
It's a clip.
It was Tyler breathing.
Oh, wait. I thought you were breathing. Wait, what?
Nope. I played you the clip. I told you to listen closely. That's what it was.
Are you able to play it again?
Nope. Do you have a guess?
Wait.
I need a guess.
Yes!
We got to contestant number two! We got to contestant number two.
You and I are the winners this time.
Right?
Woo!
All right. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Corey.
All right. Corey, are you ready? You're going to have to listen closely.
Okay.
Here you go. That's your clip. Name that song.
Oh, my. Really?
Yep.
We had no other choice.
This is the very first time we've gotten to the second contestant.
Yeah.
Man, I know. This is so hard.
I know it is. That's supposed to be. Do you have a guess?
Is it Drum Show?
It is not. Thank you for trying. K-Rock, hello. See, this is how it's supposed to work.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Callan.
What?
What?
Callan.
Callan. All right. You ready for your clip?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Listen closely. That's 1 second of a 21 Pilots song.
Oh, it's taking a breath. Is it Goner?
It is not Goner. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready for your just a second?
I am.
Here it is.
Is it Heathen by 21 Pilots?
It is not Heathens. How about that?
Yeah, we're stumping them.
K-Rock, hello. It's a ridiculous clip, though.
It is insane. I love this, though.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. You ready to play?
This is Jake.
All right, Jake.
Yeah.
Here, you're going to have to listen closely. Here you go.
Okay.
What is that?
That is...
Need a guess.
Is it Formidable?
It is not. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You ready for the snippet?
Yes.
Just a second. Listen closely.
Is it The Line?
It is not The Line. All right, we'll go two more. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
We'll go two more and then I'll give a clue.
Okay.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Danielle.
All right, Danielle, here's your clip. Listen closely. What song is that?
Is it Truth?
It is not. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready for the clip?
Yes, I am.
Here you go.
Ooh. All right. Is this Leave the City?
It is not. So
we're crushing it.
We need to take a break. Well, it's a ridiculous
it's
clip.
Insane. Yeah.
But we're gonna. I'll give you a clue, and then we'll continue the game. It is from their most recent album, 21 Pilots' most recent album,
Breach.
So we'll continue. Just a second. In just a second. Holy onions.
Just a second.
All right. We're still playing just a second. K-Rock, hello. Who is this? Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Jasmine.
All right, Jasmine. I'm going to play you just a second of a 21-second song, a 21 pilot song, and you tell me the name of the song. You ready?
No, but yes.
All right. Here you go. That's it.
Is it Center Mass?
It is not. Aww. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your name?
Luis.
Luis, are you ready for your 1 second of 21 Pilots?
Like the last caller? No, but yes.
Okay. Here we go. Listen closely.
Oh, man, this is hard.
It is hard.
Is it a Drum Show?
It is not, no. But you're the second person that's guessed that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling. Sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Listen closely for your 1 second of 21 Pilots. Here you go. What is that?
Wait, is this me?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Is it Raw Fear?
It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Just hung up. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready for your 1 second of 21 Pilots?
Hi. Yeah, why not? Oh, God, I'm nervous.
All right, here we go.
Is it Downstairs?
It is Downstairs.
You're kidding.
I love this song. It's from the new album. Woo! hold on.
God, one, you're kidding.
Nope. Hold on 1 second. Your excitement. I'm happy about it, but let me just play it for people because this is what it sounds like. Downstairs. It's from the new album Breach. It's Downstairs. And who am I speaking to?
This is Zoe, Z-O-E-Y. I've been a fan for years, and I've been an L.A. native. I'm so excited.
Fantastic. Dude. You just won tickets to 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Zoe.
Oh my
God. Oh my God.
Well
Thank
done.
You so much. Oh, my God.
Thank you for knowing that. You're...
Oh, my God.
21 Pilots fans are crazy. Congratulations.
But we made it past one call.
Yes, we
so
did.
So you crushed it on this one, dude. Good job.